Until fairly recently, it was thought that a baby's sex was determined by the male and female genes together. The improving disciplines of genetics and microbiology proved in the 20th century that the female plays no role in the process. 13 centuries before genes were discovered, the Quran, however, revealed information that denies this. In one verse, it is stated that maleness or femaleness are created from a drop of semen. That is, the source of the sexes is not the woman, but the man. He has created both sexes, male and female, from a drop of semen which has been ejected. Surat An-Najm, 45-46. When the sperm from the male unites with the female's ovum, the first essence of the baby to be born is formed. This single cell, known in biology as the zygote, will instantly grow by division and eventually become a piece of flesh. The zygote, however, does not spend its developmental period in a void. It clings to the wall of the uterus. In order to obtain the substances essential for its development, it in a way sticks to the uterus. Interestingly enough, God always refers to the zygote developing in the mother's womb as a clot in the Quran. Read in the name of your Lord who created. He created man from a clot. Read, and your Lord is most honorable. Surat Al-Alaq, 1-3. Does man think that he will be left uncontrolled, without purpose? Was he not once a drop of ejected semen? Then he became a clot. So he created and fashioned him, and made him into two sexes, male and female. Surat Al-Qiyamah, 36-39. The Arabic meaning of the word clot is a thing that clings to a place. The word is literally used to describe leeches that cling to a body to suck blood. It is obviously the best word possible to describe the zygote that clings to the wall of the uterus and absorbs its substance from it. Without the existence of recently developed technological equipment producing images of the mother's womb, it would have been impossible to obtain this information about the zygote. It is also evident that 14 centuries ago, nobody would have had such a piece of information. As seen, the Quran, which was revealed 14 centuries ago, explains in minute detail the incidents occurring in the mother's womb, which have only recently been discovered by today's technology. Therefore, we not only witness the miracles in man's creation, but we also discover the scientific miracles of the Quran, which informed us 1,400 years ago of various facts that have only been discovered by the technology of the 20th century. After the embryo clings to the uterus and settles there, the cells start to differentiate. Each cell gradually takes on the required structure of the organ it will eventually form. Today, we know that there are hundreds of diversified cells in the human body. They are all formed from a single cell, the zygote. Despite having a thorough knowledge of the functions of various cells during the development of the zygote, scientists still have not been able to unlock the mystery behind the mechanism initiating and controlling this differentiation process. The cells undergo various changes in accordance with the rules of a world they are entirely unfamiliar with. In this way, some form the light-sensitive eye cell, some the nerve cells sensitive to pain, heat or cold, some the ear cells sensitive to sound or vibrations, and some the cells of the digestion system, which digest food. How do they accomplish all these? Do the cells themselves decide on this differentiation? Do they, by themselves, first decide to form a human eye or heart, and then accomplish this incredible task? Or are they, on the other hand, suitably created for these purposes? Wisdom and common sense will assent to the second alternative. The cells are created by God and assigned by Him to carry out their individual duties. The baby lives in a very special fluid which provides the nourishment, oxygen, and the protection it needs for its development. This fluid is the liquid amnion. Amnion contains albumin, sugar, and salt solutions, which are just the right substances a developing living being needs. So far, no scientist has been able to explain how the body forms this beneficial fluid and how it knows the baby's requirements. One of the most important functions of the amnion is to prevent the amnion membrane from sticking to the embryo. When such a thing happens, abnormal births are the result. In addition to this, the amnion protects the embryo against sudden blows, violent movements, and falls the mother can experience, functioning just like a suspension system for the embryo in the uterus. This is referred to in the 20th and 21st verses of Surat al-Mursalat. Did we not create you from a base fluid, then place it in a secure repository? Another amazing structure is the placenta, which contains the amnion. Placenta is a versatile tissue which plays an important role in the development of the baby. It has vital tasks, such as choosing the necessary materials for the baby, protecting it and meeting its needs. Carrying out these tasks, the placenta assumes the responsibilities of various organs, such as the lung, stomach, intestines, liver, and kidneys. While performing these functions, the placenta takes the changing needs of the baby into consideration, because its structure is designed to successfully carry out all these tasks. At the end of these processes, the baby completes its development inside the mother's womb and is then born into the world. Now it is 100 million times bigger and 6 billion times heavier than it was initially. The most important stage in man's journey from non-existence to a living and conscious being is the period of infancy, which begins right after birth. At this stage, the baby, still unable to protect itself, obtains all its nutrition from its mother's milk. Mother's milk is both a unique food source for the newly born and a substance that increases the baby's resistance to disease. Mother's milk, which is naturally secreted in the mother's body, is such a miraculous mixture that none of the artificial baby food produced by the advanced food technology of today can replace it. The most interesting aspect of mother's milk is that its concentration changes according to the developmental phases of the baby. The amount of calories and the food content change according to whether the baby's delivery was premature or on time. If the baby is premature, the fat and protein concentration is higher in the mother's milk than a baby would normally need, because the premature baby needs more calories. This proportion contains the most excellent composition throughout the period of breastfeeding by going through various changes in accordance with the development of the baby. Who determines the composition of the milk according to the baby's needs? It cannot be the mother, because she is even unaware of the milk's ingredients, let alone determining their individual proportions. Even if she knew these substances, it is impossible for her to intervene in the milk forming within her own body. It is also unlikely that the features of milk could have come into existence by chance over time, because mother's milk has a precisely planned, timed, versatile structure capable of adapting to urgent needs. It is obvious that these delicate proportions are regulated by a superior wisdom who has control over the bodies of both the mother and the baby. In other words, God, the creator of both the mother and the baby, ordered and arranged the secretion of the milk to meet the changing needs of the baby. A newly born baby is faced with many dangers. It is surrounded by millions of enemies it is unaware of. These enemies are bacteria and viruses invisible to the eye. A normal human body fights these enemies around the clock with its immune system. At this point, the baby experiences a problem because it is not yet equipped with an immune system to protect it against enemies. However, a great miracle occurs at this point. The immune system elements that the baby needs, such as antibodies and defense cells, are given to the baby ready-made in the mother's milk. Just like professional soldiers, they defend the body to which they do not belong and protect it from its enemies. However, the baby's digestion system is still not strong enough to absorb certain nutrients passed on in the mother's milk. But there are special enzymes in mother's milk which help the baby's digestion system to absorb these nutrients. That is, God, who has supplied mother's milk with these nutrients, also added the substances facilitating their absorption. In the past, it was widely believed that mother's milk was devoid of vitamin D, which is vital for the development of the baby, and supplementary materials were used to make up this alleged deficiency. However, recent studies conducted with advanced equipment revealed that the only water-soluble form of vitamin D in the world is found in mother's milk, and when combined with other elements in the milk, it meets the needs of the baby perfectly. As seen, mother's milk is a perfect, unique, and irreplaceable source of nutrition for the baby. At this point, the following question arises. Can mother's milk form by chance? As is known, the theory of evolution suggests that living beings acquired their present forms through a gradual evolution lasting millions of years. According to evolution, life did not emerge in its present perfect form, but gradually evolved by the accumulation of numerous coincidences, among which the most beneficial ones were selected. There are countless pieces of evidence proving the invalidity of this claim. However, just looking at the example of mother's milk would be enough to show the unreasonable nature of the claim. The composition of the milk constantly changes according to the changing needs of the baby. The baby acquires an immune system through its mother's milk. The baby's digestive system, which is still weak, becomes functional by means of the enzymes in its mother's milk. The vitamins in mother's milk are present in the most beneficial form for the baby. All these features introduce many new impulses for the theory of evolution. It is not possible to explain the existence of these features by coincidence. The only explanation for these features is a superior and perfect creation. Mother's milk also invalidates the natural selection concept put forward by the theory of evolution. The thesis of natural selection holds that in nature, only the strong and the best fitted survive and the weak disappear. Accordingly, one would expect a weak premature baby to be eliminated among all the healthy ones. However, all sorts of nutrients a premature baby needs to survive are present in mother's milk, which is created perfectly. This is one of the important pieces of evidence indicating that there exists no natural selection in nature, as the theory of evolution holds, and that there are special mechanisms protecting the weak. As seen, with its countless features which can never be explained by evolution, mother's milk is a miracle of creation all by itself. Like all other claims of the theory of evolution, the claim about evolution of man is only an imaginary scenario and has no scientific basis. When we look at the scientific findings regarding the functioning of the human body, the following fact is revealed. Human beings and all other living things are not the works of evolution or coincidental happenings, but of the perfect creation of God, who is the Lord of the heavens, the earth, and everything in between. Today, each and every new scientific discovery confirms this fact yet again. This program is based on the book by Haru Yahya, The Miracle of Birth.